Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Amy Stedman, the co-founder and COO of Future Proof, a disruptor in the beverage alcohol market that provides innovative solutions that drive incremental profit in high growth categories. Amy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Great to have you out. So tell us, for starters, tell us how Beatbox Beverage came to be. Let's start there.
Absolutely. So the story of our company, Future Proof, starts with Beatbox Beverages. It's the world's tastiest portable party punch. We really started as an innovation in the boxed wine category and first launched it back in 2013. At the time, I was in my mid-20s, drinking boxed wine at every party, tailgate, river float trips, but no one really loved that wine that they were drinking, and the brands were really marketed to retired people, to be honest. So my business partners, Justin, Brad, Jason, and Dan, came up with an idea to make boxed wine less boring. I actually was in entrepreneurship club, and that's where I met them, and they recruited me to join the team. I was actually a student radio DJ at the time, and all four of us, you know, five of us were the MBAs that always wanted to go to concerts together and festivals. Music was at the center of our social lives, so we wanted to create a brand that was all about bringing people together with music. So we created many prototypes, tested out, you know, different packaging. You know, the first Beatbox had a big old radio-looking package on the front of it. We, you know, printed stickers, put them on boxes, emptied out wine bags, and filled them with our own kind of mixes of vodka, lemonade, whatever else we can find, and just started testing. We went to parties, large apartment complex, pools, tailgates, wherever we could go, and got, you know, more than 1,000 points of feedback while we were developing the product. And then eventually launched the Beatbox Blue Raspberry in stores in March 2013, right before we graduated with our degree. So Beatbox was the world's first sort of ready-to-drink party punch in a boxed wine format. And we still consider ourselves sort of the party punch category. We've kind of maintained that unique category for ourselves.
Yeah, it certainly sounds unique for sure. Now, what was your experience pitching your business on Shark Tank? Get into some of that.
Yeah. So, you know, when we first started the company, I would spend every weekend giving out samples in stores just to get feedback and try to sell the product, right? And so we always got that, you guys should be on Shark Tank, you should be on Shark Tank, you know, like as if it's something you can just go and do as part of your business plan, right? But we did get an opportunity to apply during South by Southwest in Austin in 2014 and just really came at it from, hey, how can we give them really great TV? We were really focused on creating a unique and very engaging brand experience and creating a lot of energy. You know, our brand is very bright colored and things like that. So we tried to put that forward to woo over the Shark Tank producers and eventually made it through, you know, the extensive sort of interviewing process that they have for Shark Tank and ended up filming in the summer of 2014. I was, you know, 25, 26 years old and just turned 26 or something like that. Very, very nervous, young entrepreneur, very green. So we walked in there not really knowing what was going to happen, but we actually ended up getting one of the biggest deals on the show of all time. It was a $1 million investment from Mark Cuban for a third of the company, which at that time was like over a 10x valuation for us. So we were just completely over the moon. And, you know, it's been such a big part of our early head start and, you know, how a lot of people first heard about us. So I cannot be more grateful for our experience. I know not every entrepreneur that goes on Shark Tank has our stories, but we were actually one of the ones where it was extremely, extremely positive for us.
And who wouldn't want to experience that? That's pretty awesome right there. And you got to quit your day job, I understand, as well. So, Amy, what was the takeaway for our listeners in regards to your experience on the show? Anything that you can relay along these lines, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, so, I mean, just kind of what I said earlier about, you know, at the end of the day, Shark Tank is a TV show, right? So while you're thinking about your business, the people that are running the show are thinking about how it's going to be on TV and everything else. So just put yourself in their shoes if you are doing the interview process and make sure you're bringing your passion, your energy, and, you know, that goes a long way when it comes to having a great presentation on TV.
And no doubt about that, today we're speaking with Amy Stedman, the co-founder and COO of Future Proof, a disruptor in the beverage alcohol market that provides innovative solutions that drive incremental profit in high growth categories. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Continuing on, what has been your most rewarding part of starting your own business? I'm sure our listeners would like to hear a part of that.
You know, for me, I have a lot of social impact goals just for my personal life. And so it's been incredible to grow this company and have a team. You know, we just started with me and my business partners making it ourselves, driving it around ourselves, everything just done by the two of us. And now we have such an awesome, talented team that we're really using the company as a platform to make all of our dreams come true, both financially and also from a social impact perspective. So we look at, you know, how we can do things for climate, for racial justice, for all kinds of causes that we can do donations and events for. So beyond the financial aspect, the adventure, all of that, it's really cool for me to be able to incorporate that part of my life into the business.
Well, Amy, certainly has been great to have had you with us, and I'm sure our listeners found this to be quite inspiring and motivational. How you started your business and how things are going for you has been really quite a journey, I'd say. Looking ahead, what's to come for Future Proof and Beatbox in 2021 and beyond, and how can people get involved?
Absolutely. So we're still very much a startup, but Nielsen recently ranked us in 2020 as the fastest growing, fastest selling, and most profit driving box wine brand or single serve wine brand that's out there. So we are all about putting fuel on this fire and trying to go for national distribution. We're actually even doing some international distribution this year and inviting our community to come along for the ride. So we just launched a crowdfunding campaign. We've already passed our $1 million goal, but we've extended it a little bit more. It's on WeFunder. So that would be a really awesome way if people are interested in learning more about the business.
Again, Amy, certainly appreciate your time, continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure, and have a fantastic 2021.
Thank you so much, and best wishes for you and all the listeners as well.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Amy Stedman, the co-founder and COO of Future Proof, a disruptor in the beverage alcohol market that provides innovative solutions that drive incremental profit in high-growth categories. And for further details, visit either Future Proof, that's PRF.com, FuturePRF.com, or BeatboxBeverages.com. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.